get up before you get comfortable with being down. Those are the words that I wish someone would have told me when I went through my darkest hours. And I know that you have people close to you right now, friends, family, and you can't understand why they haven't told you those words or even reached out to assist you. What I learned on this journey was when I went through my darkest hours were, in the beginning, I had all type of resentments toward them. Like you could actually help me right now. You're in a position where you could help me. Don't you see me struggling? Don't you see that I've been down too long? And what I learned was that they weren't supposed to help me. I know, as crazy as it sounds, they were not supposed to help me. Their job was to be who they were in that moment, in that season of my life. Because what God was doing down on the inside of me, God was bringing forth something about on the inside of me so that I could have skin in the game, so that I could have character development. And as painful as it sounds, as painful as it may be, trust me, I know, I went through it, I lived it. When you make it to the other side, you would be a far better person. Your story would be able to impact many. And they could use what you went through as a stepping stone on their journey. And also what I learned when I went through my darkest hours is that God knew he could trust me with trouble. He knew that he could trust me with trouble. He knew that he could trust me with pain. Because through it all, through everything that I endured on this journey, it did not change my heart posture. It did not change who he called me to be. I'm still just as loving, just as caring, just as kind as I was before I went through. But not only that, I'm stronger than the person that I am, that I was then. I'm much stronger. I'm a much better woman today. I love me today, in spite of what I went through. So if no one else tells you, I want to tell you today to get up before you get comfortable with being down. No one is coming to save you. You're going to have to save yourself. I know, and I know it may seem like the light, you can't even see it, like it's nowhere out. But I'm here to tell you that you can do it. You can make it. I often ask myself when I'm faced with something challenging that just seems like too big of a thing that I can't get through it. I said, Carla, how do you eat an elephant? How would you eat an elephant? You would eat it bit by bit. Just start to do one thing. That one thing that's in front of you right now that you're facing, just start to do one thing, one small thing at a time. And I promise you that you will get through it. That you will get through it. And even when it seems like God is nowhere to be found, huh? When you can't trace him, he's right there in the midst with you. He's right there in the midst with you. And it seems like you can't take anymore, like this is it, like you're gonna break down, like you've lost all hope. But I'm here to tell you, you can do it. You can make it. If I could make it, I know you could make it. And if you don't believe, just believe that I believe that you can make it. Huh? That's enough to get you through. Because I remember when I didn't have a belief of my own, like, I didn't know where God was. I was always anxious, worried, full of doubt, full of fear. The enemy was attacking me left and right. I had this one somebody that God placed on my journey along the way. And it wasn't who I thought it should have been. It wasn't who I would have liked it to be. It was nobody in my family. It was nobody in my close circle. God sent a stranger. And what she told me was so profound, so simple, yet so profound. She said, Carla, if you don't believe, just believe that I believe. And I'm like, Okay. And I did that, and that worked for me. When the enemy came up against my life, up against my health, up against my finances, up against my kids, up against my mental health, up against my spirit, I held on to those words. Okay, she believes that God is going to bring me out. She believes that weeping may endure for a night. She believes that joy comes in the morning. And I held on to that for dear life. I held on to that until I had a belief system of my own. And today I sit here and tell you that I have a working relationship with God. I know that He's just a phone call away. I know that I can open up my mouth and say, God, this is too much. I need help. And He's right there in the midst of the fire with me saying, I'm right here with you. Carla, you can do it. Carla, I believe in you. Carla, I love you. I tell people all the time, they say, who is your father, Carla? Who is your mother? God is my father. God is my mother. Because He's a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless. He gives me peace. He gives me comfort. He gives me rest. In spite of it all, in spite of what I've seen, in spite of what I've endured, it has given me skin in the game. It has given me skin in the game. I tell people, I've overcome so much on this journey. I've overcome homelessness, active addiction, prostitution, suicidal ideations. And I sit here with joy in my heart, with peace. Huh? In spite of it all, because it did not kill me. It did not kill me. It broke me, but it did not kill me. It broke me down, and God built me up into the woman that sit here today. My God, I am so grateful. Huh? So I'm grateful for the people that walked away. I'm grateful for the people that gossip behind my back. I'm grateful for those that counted me out, because God made sure that in this season of my life, my God, that He's the only one that can get the glory. That He's the only one can get the glory. And I'm here to tell you today that you can do it, that I do see you. I do hear you. You do have a voice. You do matter. And if you don't believe, just believe that I believe that God has a purpose and a plan and a calling for your life. In spite of those that walked away, huh? In spite of those that counted you out, in spite of those that gossip behind your back, despite of those that seemed to be rejoicing in the midnight hour, in your darkest hour, they seem to take pleasure in your pain. In spite of what you've been through, God is going to turn it around in this season, and it's all going to work for your good. It's all going to work for your good. How do I know? Because everything that I've gone through on this journey, everything that I've endured, every obstacle that came up against me, huh? It worked for my good. And yet I sit here, I don't have a lot of this, I don't have a lot of that. But I tell you what I do have. I have something that money came back. Huh? I have something that money came back. You can't get on Amazon and purchase any peace. You can't get on Amazon and purchase any peace. I sleep 8 to 9 hours at night, every night. And I love that for me. Huh? Because I remember there was times when I didn't have rest. God has comforted me. God has given me rest in spite of. I have made peace with my past. I'm accepting of where I am today, and I'm hopeful for my tomorrow. My God. My God. And can't a dollar purchase that for you? There's no dollar can purchase you. I purchase that for you. Baby, I've had the best of the best in this lifetime. And none of that adds up or denotes to my Father and the goodness of God in my life. My God. He made a way out of no way. And for that, I'm truly, truly grateful. And I can sit here and tell you, yes, you can do it. You can make it. So what they counted you out, huh? So what they turned their back on you? So what they gossip behind your back, huh? So what The enemy plotted against you. My God, I say the enemy had a plot, but God had a plan. Father God, do you? God had a plan for your life. Yes, he did. And he does. And if you don't do anything else, I just need you to believe that I believe that God is going to see this through. He's going to bring you out of this. And you're going to be a far better person than you were when you went in. Huh? Because see, I know what I want. I can say all day long what I want. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. But God knows what I need. And sometimes God will give you what you need just to show, give you what you want just to show you that ain't what you need. Okay, I'm going to give it to you because you've been asking me and you've been asking me. Here it is. And you get, you like, oh God, take it away. That's not what I wanted.